201. Eating snacks. George couldn't snap out of his addiction to snack food. That's why he was so fat. His mom put him on the soccer team, but that only lasted a week. When she signed him up for some tennis at a reduced cost because he was late, she thought maybe that would help more. Some bargain. It didn't work either. George smuggled snacks into each practice and continued to get fat. His mom felt her heart sink into her boots. It wasn't because George was a softhead. He just couldn't help it. He loved cakes smothered in icing, candy bars from the snack bar, and any soft drink he could get his hands on. When a store was sold out, he just walked to the next one. Maybe that was the only exercise he ever got, searching for food. Some things just can't be helped, or so George's mom thought. She decided to take a different tact. She let George eat as much junk as he wanted. Maybe he would get sick of it? George soaked up every sweet thing he could find, so to speak. He gorged himself. He bathed in chocolate. He brushed his teeth with candy bars. It was great. But then he started getting sick. Something was wrong. George couldn't eat sugar anymore. "So what?" his friends asked. "Eat fruit and vegetables like we do." George did. It wasn't that bad. So far, so good, his mother thought. And she was right. Soon George lost most of his fat, rejoined the soccer team, and became a normal, healthy child. All because one mom let her son get everything that he wanted.